This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. Last week, President Trump gave his State of the Union address. But I think the real State of the Union was reflected elsewhere, in the controversy which is growing day by day about the tragic and shameful events in the state of Virginia. In Trump's address, he recognized two anniversaries. One was D-Day, when U.S. forces led the invasion of Europe at Normandy, which began the defeat of the Nazis. Very important day. The other was when the U.S. put a man on the moon, and he pointed up to Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut who was there. But Trump left out the most significant 2019 remembrance, the 400th anniversary of the first African slaves sold into human bondage in Jamestown, Virginia, in August 1619. That early omission struck me as important and revealing. Trump offered up that traditional line, "The state of our union is strong." But is it? The real state of the union was shown elsewhere this past week. Look no further than the shameful news involving Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia. First, he apologized for a photo in his medical school yearbook page showing men dressed in KKK gear and blackface. But the next day, he said he realized it wasn't him after all, while confessing another incident of dressing in blackface as Michael Jackson that same year. Nearly everyone on both sides of the aisle has called for Northam's resignation, and with good reason. But is resignation enough of a response to yet another blatant manifestation of hateful and violent symbols and practices of racism? Is resignation enough? As a faith leader, I say no. Resignation is not enough. We need something further and deeper. We need repentance. What if Ralph Northam was to say something like this? "This incident around my yearbook page has revealed to me and to the whole country how oblivious and utterly clueless so many of us white people are when it comes to the hateful, violent, and sinful history of racism in this country. I will indeed resign. But that is no longer enough. I need first to repent of the sin of racism on behalf of myself, but also on behalf of the state of Virginia, of which I am the elected governor. I will practice that repentance as the governor of the state of Virginia that was the cradle of the Confederacy, which was not only treason against the United States of America, but a violation of the image of God by putting African human beings in bondage. On this year's 400th anniversary of bringing slavery to the United States at Jamestown, Virginia, in August of 1619, I will declare by executive order that all Confederate statues in the state of Virginia will be removed now from all public places, and their removal protected by the Virginia National Guard. I believe this is the right thing, the right way to recognize the 400th anniversary of human bondage for black people in America. What happened in my state. I will also declare the end of any more racialized voter suppression in Virginia, as well as the continuing racially unequal and unfair policing and mass incarceration in our state, with concrete policy decisions to make it so. After such repentance, I will resign." In my view, that kind of statement by the governor of Virginia could be redemptive at this terrible moment. It could be redemptive. It would be an acknowledgement of the real state of the Union in America and the right way to begin our repentance of the sin of racial bondage on the occasion of its 400th anniversary in America. This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. God bless you.